Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Happy New Year to one and to all. Happy New Year. What a new year it is. New Year, look around. Just look outside. If you were right now, just look outside. Everything may look and appear to be the same, but this is a new day. A day that you've never seen before, a day that you will never see again. This is a new year, a new day, and we should be grateful in it. And we just want to take out time right now just to give God praise, just to give him praise and say Happy New Year, just to let him know that we appreciate all of the things that he's done. We just want to look at our lives right now and just reflect for a few minutes and just look back on where we came from, what God has brought us through. There's been some rough times this year. I've heard from you. We've been through some struggles this year. We've prayed our way through some struggles. We've cried our way through some struggles and went to our joyful times. Hallelujah. We have touched hands. And most importantly, even for those that we have never laid eyes upon each other, we have had the precious opportunity to just stand and agree with each other. Standing in agreement. I have so much to be thankful for. I have so much to be thankful for. For God is so good to me. He has this secret place that's just for me. He and I can get together and we can just enjoy each other. That place is just for me. The secret place that he has is just for you. It's that place where you and he can get together and just, you can find your comfort there. You can go there and you can renew your strength there. You can just enjoy being in the presence of God. You can get your directions there. That's where you find your hope. That's where you find your peace. It's in that secret place. So you say that I'm weary. You say that you're lost. You say, Evangelist, I have been wounded. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You say, I've been through some grievous moments this year. I know what you're talking about. You say, I've had some disappointments this year. I know what you're talking about. You said the things that I thought that I was going to get and it was just a sure win, that job, I didn't get that job. I didn't get that promotion. That person that said that they would never leave me, they left me. The one that I thought had my back was the one that was lying on me. That family member that said that they loved me turned their back on me. Hallelujah. You said, even the one in the church that I thought I could trust was the one who led me into destruction. Hallelujah. God sees all. God knows all. And God is in control of it all. And don't you give up. Don't you give in. Because it's not over yet. It's not over yet. There is so much more that God has for you. Because look and realize that there are ones all around you who are not here today that was here yesterday. All for a reason. It's all for a reason. It's all for a reason. People made it into the new year but are not here right now. But you are. But you're still here. You're still holding on. You're still here for a reason. So when the enemy comes and tries to invade your mind, because that's what he does, he tries to invade and take over, push you aside and just, you know, take complete control. But when he tries to this time, Why not have something waiting on him? Have the word right there for him this time. Have something that'll last you through it all. Have something that'll keep you going. Have the word inside of you. Have a word so deep inside of you that the demons will run flowing to get out of your pathway. Don't just allow Satan to come and just run over you. Hallelujah. Don't just allow anything. You got to stand up. You can't just allow him to do anything to you. You got to be able to say, I am a child of God. I have rights in this kingdom. Jesus Christ is my Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he's praying on my behalf. I am not just who you say I am, but I'm more than a conqueror. Now, don't look at your emotions or how you're feeling right now, but I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah. You're more than a conqueror? Talk to yourself. Are you more than a conqueror? Start putting that into life for you. When that bill comes and you know that you've done all that you needed to do, and it still don't seem to be working out for you, say, but I'm more than a conqueror. God has my back. I will not bend and I will not bow. Because God has my back. Hallelujah. When even those around you who's standing with you and you can start to see the look now in their eyes of hopelessness, the look now you can see in their eyes of despair, do not bend and do not bow. You still have to stand. I know that you have a word today. I know that you have something that you are grateful for today. I know it's something that you want to share today of God's goodness in your life. I know that you want the world to know that whatever it is that you may be going through, that's not you. That's not the end results of you. Just you been going as you're going through the fire. Oh, but you have something. The purity of gold. And it's inside of you. And don't you die. Don't you give up with all of the purity of gold inside of your spirit. You've got to make sure that you continue on. We need to see you. The world needs to see your goodness. The world needs to see your fire. The world needs to see what it is that Jesus Christ is doing to within you. And it's up to you. We're waiting to see you. We're waiting for you to glorify the Lord. We're waiting for you to magnify the Lord. We're waiting for you to let us know that Jesus Christ is big inside of me. Jesus Christ is big inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go ahead and you say, I don't know what it is that I have to be thankful for today. I've lost a loved one this year, and I went through a divorce this year, and it's been really something. It's been hard. Others may say, I've had a pretty good year. This is the year that I've been waiting for. 2010 was good to me. And I just want to just share some of the goodness. I may didn't get all the things that I thought I would, but I know that God has them prepared in his timing. Maybe I wasn't at the right place or didn't do the right thing. Maybe I didn't listen to the voice of the Lord when I should have, but I'm blessed. And I just want to reach out and tell someone, this is your opportunity. Let not this day or this time pass without you expressing your thanksgiving, your love for the Lord, for what he's doing and has did and will be doing in your life, in your family, when you turn on the news and you see the different things that is going on, pray for each and every person. Don't just say, oh, I'm glad it's not my fault and no more. But take out the time to earnestly pray. Say a prayer and send a prayer in the way of those people. Hallelujah. We're in need of prayer. We need to be reaching out to the Lord. God is so good to us. We need to always stand and be in good cheer. Be in good cheer for the Lord. God is a good God. We thank you. Well, we're going to get into the service. We do. I thank all of us that are on. We're going to get our scripture for tonight. And our scripture for tonight is going to be coming out of the book of Luke. Out of the book of Luke. Hallelujah. And the book of Luke, we're going to be reading in chapter 18. Chapter 18. And we're going to start at verse 35 and go through 43. So again, we're in the book of the physician, Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, New Testament. And we're going to go Luke 18, and we're going to start at 35, and we're going to go to 43. My reader, are you there yet?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm here, but I'm not at the place where I can read. No problem. I do have someone else set up. Miss Tatiana, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Tatiana, we're going to do it just like this. We're going to split it up. We're going to start. I'm going to do 35 and 36. I'm going to do 35. You do 36.
Okay.
I do 37. You do 38. Okay?
Okay.
And Jesus approached Jericho. A blind man was sitting by a roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Tatiana, start that one, please.
And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And then he had come near, he asked him. Saying, what do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glory to God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Tatiana. God bless you so much.
God bless you, too.
Let's just look at what we're reading here. Hallelujah. Just for the sake of the ones that are around us, just one more time, it's so much there. We're talking about, what are you thankful for? We're talking about as we come into this new year that we are thankful. We have so much to be thankful for. And so as we are in thanksgiving, as we're thanking God for just allowing us to be here one more year, our scripture again is Luke 18, starting at 35. And it says, as Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And when he heard the crowd going by, He asked what was happening. They told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Do you see yourself there? So he called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Can you identify that this man had a problem? Can you identify that this man had probably been praying and waiting and waiting and praying for his sight to be returned to him? So when he saw the crowd and he finds out, this is my time. This is your time? This is your time right now. This is my time. So he didn't take out the time to hesitate, but he cried out. Oh, this is our time. We need to cry out. Time that we need to stop hiding, and I don't want nobody to know what I'm feeling right now. I'm trying to hide this shit on myself. It's not something to deal with. This is your time that you need to cry out. So he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. There's always going to be those who try to rebuke you, who try to shut you down, who try to tell you that you don't know talking about. There's always going to be those that I don't see the as you see. There's always going to be there where God didn't tell me what he told you. I don't believe that you are called to do this. I don't believe that you are the one that should be leading the people out of Egypt. I don't believe, Moses, that you're the one who can't even speak correctly and have been called to lead these people out. I don't believe it. So there are always going to be those in your life, even those that you say that you love, and they say that they, hey, I got your back. You look now, they're looking funny at you. As you look in that direction now, they're giving you the weird eye. You can tell that they're not believing. The same is here. So those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Is this your cry out today, son of David? Have mercy on me. This is not your time that you should listen to the naysayers. But even as they try to shut you down, even as they try to shut you up, it may be even in your own church home, then you pray too much. You shout too loud. Stay in your seat, whatever it may be. You know your need. You know what you need from the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what he's promised you. You know what he keeps showing you. You know, you know, you know, you know. You know that the grief that you have in your heart, you know that you can't make it. You know, shout out to the Lord. I need your help. You know that you just lost that job. You know that this position is up. And you know that you know that you know that you know that if it's not without him, in the midst of this thing, you'll get lost. You'll get turned so deep that you can't find your way out. You'll get twisted and torn. The world will rack you and nag you and pull apart. And that's why they're hollering and telling you to be quiet. That's why they don't want you to call out. But you say, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, my God, my Savior, my Comforter, my Healer, my Provider, my all, my El Shaddai. You are mine. You are my Comforter, my Director. Oh, but I need you. Oh, God, I dare not take another step, another moment into this day without your directions, without your guidance. I need your joy. I need your peace. I need your mercy, Lord. I need your comfort. I need you to direct me. I need you to lead me and guide me. Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped. And then he ordered the man to be brought to him. Hallelujah. Isn't it a good thing when Jesus stopped right in the midst of your turmoil? Jesus stops by and you said it had to be God. You said, I thought I was going to lose it. You said, I was at the end of my rope.
Yes.
And it had to be God. I know it was God. that saved me. It was the blood of Jesus that's pulling me through. They said, how are you still making it? And all the things that you went through, all the people that have turned against you, all the doors that were slammed in your face, how do you go through? You said, because it's the blood of Jesus. And he carries me through. Because what you was a door slamming in my face was actually my Jesus Christ telling me, that's not my direction. That's not, it may look like I'm going in the right direction if I go through that door. But that's the wrong direction. That leadeth me to destruction. It's because I pray and ask to lead me in his righteousness that door had to be shut.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because my flesh looked at the flashing lights over that door and thought that that's where I wanted to go. Although I could hear the enemy beckon me to come in that direction.
Yes.
He said that I had to close that door for you, sister. Oh, my brother, you're not getting that promotion. It's not a denial. You're delayed because your new promotion is ahead of you. And it's on top of the one that you was trying to get to.
Amen.
Oh, just it's delayed don't mean it's denied, my sisters and brothers.
Oh.
Shout out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. You said, here I am. I'm working another New Year's. I'm stuck at work. Everybody else is out doing different things. But do you know that he may be protecting you right now?
Right.
If you were not where you're at right now, you can't get to where he's trying to get you to on tomorrow.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the provisions are being made for you and your family by that job that you have. It may not be the wage that you want it to be, but provisions are made for you right now, right now, right now.
Yes.
For the place that you're in right now. Right now. Won't you take out the time right now and say, thank you, Jesus. But where you're at right now, whatever it is that you're doing right now, nothing passes by God. Nothing slips by his way. Nothing just gets in there on him. He has you there for a reason. He has you there for a purpose. It may be some of the choices that you have made have led you to where you're at. But he's still going to take all of those things. He's going to do it together, put them all together for you. Still going to work it out for your good. Nobody but Jesus. See, I love my friends. I love my family. But some of the things we put ourselves into, I can't pull us out.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. But God said, I'm going to take all of those wrong directions, and I'm going to put them in here together. And I'm going to stir them up. And only like he can, the great I am is going to present it back to you. Victorious leaders. He's going to present it back to you. Healing in your body. He's going to present it back to you with a new job, a new family, a new outlook on life. You know, sometimes we get so bowed down that our outlook is and negative. And everything that we see, we just see the negative part of it. And the moment that the doctor say you're sick, we just start to let our mind wonder about all the negative things that this can lead us to. Sometimes we just have to say, oh, King of David, give me a new outlook on life.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I've been down on this job so long, and I saw the ups and the downs is getting pretty high now. I need a new outlook on life. I've tried to apply different places, and it's not working, so I know that this is where I'm still supposed to be, so I just need you to give me a brand new outlook, a brand new outlook. Hallelujah. You said this marriage is just day by day we're passing on, but this is not a marriage that you have beautified. I need a new outlook. Hallelujah. I need a new outlook.
Yes, Lord.
And whatever you do, we need to cry out. Cry out. Because he will answer. So he stopped by, and verse 40 says that he ordered the man to be brought to him. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for ordering blessings to be put into my life. I thank you that you're ordering healing to be put in my body and that you're ordering prosperity to be set before me. Hallelujah. The orders that you give, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? Now, Jesus knew all of the different things. He knew about the man with the blind. He knew about the different ailments. He said, now, what do you want me to do for you?
Yes.
Because sometimes we get so bogged down and we call on the name of Jesus, but we never finish it out. We don't say our desires and what it is that we want him to do for us.
We sow seed,
but we don't cover that seed. We don't send that seed out into any direction. We just sow the seed, and it's not for its purpose. So we're surprised when the seed doesn't come back harvested in the way that we expected it to. But if a farmer is expecting to get corn, he can't go out there and sow seeds for green beans and then come and think it's going to turn into corn. So when we sow our seeds, we need to sow our seeds for this job. Sow our seeds for our lost loved ones.
Yes, yes.
What do you want Jesus to do for you? What do you want him to do for you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to move on.
Hallelujah.
We're going to move on. We got a lot to be thankful for, and we're going to get to some of the Thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it says here quickly, it says, and the man replied, Lord, I want to see. He says, I want to see. So Jesus said to him, receive your sight. It's a very interesting word, receive. That means that the gift was already given.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Or will you just receive? The gift was already given.
Given,
he
that's
said,
right.
But will you receive? He didn't say, well, let me find a way to heal you. He said, just receive it. Well, just go ahead and receive your gift right now. Whatever it is, go ahead and receive your gift.
Yes.
You know what it is. If you said, I can't go another year doing the same thing that I've done.
Amen.
I've got to feel different.
Yes.
I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, by the authority given to me, through Jesus Christ, will you receive your healing right now?
Amen.
Will you receive your direction right now?
Yes, yes.
Will you receive the person that God keeps pushing to come into your life that's going to strengthen you and bring you further? You pray, God, I want to be closer to you. But every time the preacher gets you to talking about something that don't feel good to you, then you're out. You're out. You don't want to go back. Every time that friend comes up to you and just keeps speaking and trying to speak the word into you, you say, I don't know, this person is weird. Why do they keep running around me? I don't even talk to them. Why do they keep trying to talk to me?
Will you
just receive the word of the Lord? Will you just receive his faith today? Will you just receive his positivity in your life today? So he tells the man, receive your sight.
Yes.
Your faith has healed you.
Your faith, that's right.
Everyone's been hanging on to that faith. Faith is the only thing that got you where you're at today.
Yes.
If it wasn't for my faith, I would have given up a long time ago.
That's right, long time ago.
This is your season. This is your season. Faith, my sister, your faith, brother, has healed you. Receive it right now today.
Yes, receive it.
He says immediately.
Yes.
He received his sight. And he followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they all praised God.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, as soon as he received it, remember it was already given. God said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God said, I gave my son for you. So it was already given. Your healing, it's already given. But the moment that he received it,
he
says immediately as he received it, then he could see. His sight was restored. It's not as dark as you think it is. It's not as deep as you think it is. Keep on pushing.
Yes.
Immediately it shall be given unto you. And then all of those, and as he received it, then he continued to praise God. Because the enemy is always going to come back around to make sure and just test you. Do you still really believe that you're healed? Do you still believe that your husband is now faithful to you? That your wife is still messing around? receive God's goodness.
That's right.
Don't let the world dictate how you feel.
Yes.
Now, after you have received it and you continue to praise God,
mm-hmm.
and then you look around you. Now you look around you. Now all of the ones that was doubting, all of the ones that was looking at you like you was crazy because
yes.
you, instead of being at the club, was still at Bible class on Wednesday night. Now you, who instead of going on break and sitting with them and gossiping, was in there in your word. Those same ones that was looking at you like you was crazy. Those
yes.
same ones who called you a God fanatic. Those same ones, now after they see the blessings that God has bestowed up in your life.
Yes, yes.
They said, now, I know his credit was jacked up. How in the world is he able to do this, that, and start businesses?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But around the
world. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Those same naysayers are the ones who look at you and say, well, it had to be God. I don't
Amen.
Know why God won't do this in my life. But, yeah, you know,
Amen.
That it had to be the same ones.
Had to be
the same ones. So you keep on praising him. When others are laughing. You
That's
keep
right.
on praising it. It seems like there is a rainstorm just over your house.
Yes, hallelujah.
Keep praising.
Yes.
There's another benefit of God. Another benefit of God is your healing.
That's right.
Keep on for that healing.
Yes.
I tell you, Sister Laura Greckin, God bless you. I tell you every time I talk to you that you're such a blessing to me.
Amen.
Sister Laura Greckin of Illinois, Bloomington, Illinois, you're such a blessing to all that is in you.
Amen. Amen.
She died in 2009 with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, praise God.
And one of the, that's a cancer that has been known to have a low, low rate of survivors.
Yes.
Oh, sister just keeps
oh,
going.
Oh, God, we don't go.
She just
anything.
Keeps preaching. Oh, she just. On going. She just got the, just her spirit.
Yeah.
In the midst of her pain, she's carrying a smile. She's still trying
Amen.
To tell somebody else about what God is doing, what God
yes.
has done. She still
yes.
believes it. She still has the glory. You know, it's just one thing to someone to get sick and you see them and they're down and they're pitiful
yes.
and you're
yes.
trying forever to lift them up. But if you don't believe that you're going to be healed, there's no healing for you. Because
right.
remember, the healing is there. You just got to receive it.
That's right. That's right.
In 2009, they told Lori that she would not be here no more than 6 months.
Oh,
hallelujah.
My God.
She's in 2011 now, y'all. Hallelujah. She's in 2011 now.
Amen. What a blessing.
Hallelujah. She just keep receiving it. And it... The doctor said, well, it's still not looking good. We just can't understand how are you making it this far, but, you know, just keep on doing whatever you're doing, Lori.
Yeah.
We don't really have the answers for you anymore.
Right.
Because Lori can just say
Thank
that
God.
It's
That's right.
it's the word that she have inside of her. Not before,
right.
not just when she was diagnosed, but before that. The word was already down off in her. The seed
right.
was already down. And I'm healed. Even before the doctors gave a report. That's why we need to pray over our bodies and say, body, I am healed.
That's right.
There's no diseases in me. The Holy Spirit cover everything that is within me.
Right.
If you
That's
find
right.
anything that shouldn't be, take it out and heal me.
Yes, Lord.
Take it out and strengthen me. Take it out and give me power.
Yes,
give me glory.
Lord.
Give me joy in those areas. I am healed.
Yes,
I am healed. Because the word is living. It's a living, breathing, declaring.
Yes.
It's a who God
oh,
is
yes.
and what he does. It's all
oh,
part
yes.
of that word. It tells us who he is. It fills us with the benefits.
Yes.
That empowers you to be prosperous in every facet of your life. That word is the spiritual word. It's a physical word. It's a financial
yes.
word. It covers up your emotions. It keeps
does.
Your emotions from just taking control of you.
Hallelujah. But it's a power in word. It
yes.
takes control. It moves your flesh out of the way.
Yes.
And so flesh, yes. you're going to do as I instruct you to do.
Mm.
It stops you from just saying, I can't do because, oh, I don't have this to wear. I don't look this certain way. I can't. It says, however you are, I'm going to present myself as a living
yes.
sacrifice. I'm not going to allow this to stop me from being in the presence
mm-hmm.
of the Lord.
That's right.
I don't care where I'm at. If you're asking me to pray for you, I'm praying for you right then and there, right there.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Spirit is a living word. I tell you, I had on my job, we kind of go back and forth and with different hours, and I'm in a call center with communications, and so it's kind of back and forth. It depends on how the business is run. Now, the managers may have to switch their shifts, do some different things, and so at this point, my Wednesday night, I was working, so I wasn't able to do the Bible classes on Wednesday nights. Well, that can only go for so long. My spirit wants to be in the house of the Lord.
That's right.
Of God.
That's right.
Covered. And so I was walking through the store. I got off of work one night, and I was stopped by the store, and I saw one of the sisters from church, and she looked at me, and I said, I could tell she knew that she knew me from somewhere, and I said, New Life. We go to New Life Christian Center, and our leaders is Dr. LaSalle Vaughn and Portia
mm-hmm.
Brooks Vaughn. And I said, New Life. And she said, of course, from the church. And she said, well, I just got back in from church. And I said, I know. I said, she said, were you there tonight? And I said, no, I get out too late on Wednesday, so I wasn't. And I said, but that's going to all change. And she said, yeah, come on, let's pray. And I said, well, let's, you know, she said, I pray. I said, let's pray now, right here in the store, let's pray. She said, let's do it, sister. So we sat there, and she prayed for me. And
yeah.
as she prayed over me, and we stood there, and we looked eye to eye, and we touched hand to hand, and we both agreed.
That's right.
Agreed on him. Oh, my goodness. And we stamped it with our amen, which is our period.
Amen.
Which closes
amen.
It all up together. And that was one Wednesday. And I'm here to tell you that I have not worked a Wednesday since then. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Amen.
I haven't worked a Wednesday since then. I went back, and that Thursday, one of my coworkers said, you know what, could you possibly, you may not want to do it, but on Wednesday, I work from 7:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m., and I really need the next few Wednesdays off. Could you possibly switch with me? And let
wow.
me work your 11 to 8 o'clock at night, and you come in and work my 7:30 to 4:30.
Amen.
Amen. You are a good God. I don't care about how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it. I just
yep.
know that
you're going to do it.
Who
you going to do it to?
And it was already there. Hallelujah. So every Wednesday, I have just been shouting. Now, you know, I could sit back and take that Wednesday and say, because it was a couple Wednesdays I came in tired. And I said,
uh-huh.
well, you know what? I get in, let me lay here on the couch and give me an hour of sleep. I jump up after that hour, and it's been many times that my daughter said, oh, you're so tired. You're going in. Oh, yeah, I got to go.
Yep.
So I get up and get there and just get excited about the fact that I'm going. So my
that's
tiredness
right.
is over. My tiredness
amen.
Is over.
Amen.
And every time I get there, what a word.
What a word.
Just for me.
Yes, Lord.
Now it comes
mm-hmm.
to, on Fridays we have a Shabbat dinner. Our Shabbat dinners is where we sit around and we break bread together, as just like as Jesus did. So, excuse me. The first Friday of every month, we make sure that we do the Shabbat dinner. So on this Friday, the first Friday, I had spoke the words to the Lord that I had a desire to be at the first Shabbat dinner for the year.
Well, I work on Fridays.
So that same sister, hallelujah, I tell her God is using you. Your blessings is going to come through because God just goes through you. She came up and she said, I have an appointment.
Mm.
And what you have to do is I'm going to need to be available. I need to go to this other appointment on that Friday morning. I need to kind of switch with you on that Friday also so you can be out. Hallelujah.
Oh,
God is so good. So there's my Friday. So now,
amen.
Friday, I will be able to go to the Shabbat dinner. Hallelujah. The first one for the year. God is just glorious. He's just outstanding. All you got to do is believe.
That's right.
What do you want me to do for you, Sister Evangelist Dumas? What is it that you want me to do? God, I want to go to this Shabbat dinner. What is it that you want me to do? God, I want to be able to attend.
Amen.
He said, well, just receive that
yes.
it's yours. And there
yes.
it is. So I go now and I stand and praise the Lord for that. I stand now right now to tell the world that I'm thankful for that. I give you that testimony because I'm now doing as they did in Luke after he received
Amen.
It. And then he went praising the Lord, and where all others can be able to look and see. See, somebody else now is going to hear what he's done for me and realize it is easy for Evangelist Bond, and he can do it for me. So there's somebody else now who's stuck on a situation in their job. Somebody right now has been debating whether they should quit that job so they can make sure that they get to the service that they're desiring to get to. Hallelujah. The answer is not for you to quit that job, and you knew in your spirit that this is your bread and butter, so you're like, how in the world am I going to quit the job? But you knew that you have a desire to be in the presence of the Lord, to get there in the house, to agree with others, to pray with others, to see others, to hear the word spirit as it flows from the head down to you, to cover you in the anointing from your leader. Well, here's your answer. You need to do as I did. All I
That's
did was right. And I gave God my desire. Here is my desire. And then I left it there. Now remember, I'm a tither. Remember, I'm a person who prays. Remember, I'm a person who tried to do a daily conviction on my life. And I look
Amen.
At the things that I haven't done right that day. And I'm a repenter. I repent of my sin. So we have to be covered in areas. And once you are doing those things, and then
Amen.
You carry your request to the Lord. And then you just set it there. You just leave it there. And there's no need of you worrying about it. No need of you looking back on it. See, how is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? But just know it's going to happen. It's
Amen.
Going to happen. I've already given my request. It's going to happen. Go ahead and continue to doing your best you can on that job. Go ahead and continue to do all that you're supposed to do in that marriage. Go ahead and continue to do, take the medicines that the doctor has given you directions to take right now. But just know that your healing is there. How is it going to be? You don't know. But you know that their healing is there. Now, when you
Amen.
Reach out and receive that healing, when you receive that healing, because the healing is already in the blood, when you
yes.
receive that
yes.
promotion, when you receive those days off, make sure you show up to that service.
That's
when
right.
you receive that healing, make sure that you praise God and give him all the glory. Don't stand there and the first words out of your mouth is, Dr. Joyner did this for me. Dr. Jones did this here for
mm-hmm.
me. Make sure that you give that
mm-hmm.
God was the
That's right.
that provided. God directed the surgeon's hands in the right place in my body to remove what needed to be and keep what needed to be kept. God is the God who stood there and gave me the promotion. He moved all the naysayers out of the way and put me on the board, gave
That's
me
right.
what it was that I need. God was the one who went in that bank and said, yes, give her the loan, regardless of what her credit looked like.
Huh.
God is the one who healed
Amen.
My mind
Amen.
From that child who had been molested. God is the one.
Yeah.
God is who set me up when everybody else said that I'm pulling
mm-hmm.
you down. God is the one who forgave me for my sins when the world wanted to hold it against me.
Amen.
God is the one who opened up the prison doors and released me and said, go free and sin no more. God is the one. God is the one who was there when no one else was there. In the middle of the midnight hours, God was the one who heard my cry. God was the one. God was the one. God was the one. God is the one for you, Sister Mary out in Virginia, who right now
Amen.
Has going to treatments for throat cancer. God
oh,
is
my
the
God.
One. God
yes.
is the one. God
yes.
is the one. God is the one for the
yes.
young lady who's laying in a hospital bed just coming out of a coma.
Amen.
Coming out of a coma from having poison from her teeth
oh.
draining her bloodstream.
Amen.
And getting
oh,
her brain. After all of the brain surgeries, God is the one. God
oh.
is the one. And I can't think of a name right now, but God knows, and you know who I'm speaking to. All of the family, Uncle Emmett's daughter, Camille. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is the one. God is the one for Camille and her whole family. God is the one.
Oh.
Stand right there and receive. Receive her healing for her right now. God is the one. As they had called the family in and asked them to come and go ahead and sign to have her taken off of the machine.
Oh, my
now
God.
They're saying that she's breathing on her own. God is the one.
Amen.
You have to give
Amen.
God
Yeah.
Give God the belief for that. God is the one. God is the one. God is the one that's going to cover you in your time of grief for the family in Houston.
Amen.
That the young child they found in a ditch been burned, the body was burned so much they couldn't even identify it. 12 years old.
Oh, God my is
God. God is the one that's going to be there to heal you, to be there to carry you through. God is the one and only one. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing. God is the
Amen,
one.
Amen, amen,
amen. God, you, the ones that are traveling up and down dangerous highways, byway streets, and roads, God is the one.
Yes,
and the Holy
yes.
Spirit is telling me to remind someone right now. God is the one who's going to deliver you, to have you right where you're at in that church.
Yes.
And I know that the leaders right now are not doing what they should be doing.
Yes.
And I
yes.
know that they're, the things, the examples that they're setting before you is not godly examples.
Amen.
Amen. And turn
Amen.
Away from that.
Yes.
And I know it's a little scary because you've been there so long, but you've been
Amen.
Directed from the Holy Spirit to get your family and that he has some work for you. And all of the joy that you have inside of you and all of that power that you feel inside of you, he's now getting ready to use that
yes.
for his glory at a new place. It's God who's leading you. It's God who's going to direct you to your new birth. And God's going to open up the gates of heaven, and he's going to use your talents. And there's your chance to use your talents. And some
Amen.
Other preacher, I feel, has been moved out of their position because they were doing the right thing. And someone
right.
has moved and pushed them out
yes.
of that place.
Yes.
Don't worry about it, because God said that your place is bigger than that place. And where
right.
he's getting ready to show you, the word that he has inside of you is just busting out of those walls that you was at. You did what you were supposed to do at that place.
Amen.
And what you're going to do is going to just spread. It's just like going to be a fire, like a fire. It's just going to spread and unite all around you and everywhere you go. So it's a new thing that God is getting ready to do within you. And the power inside of you has just busting loose. So don't be afraid to let him just tear it loose. But I feel that you're already on this page. And I feel
Amen.
That you're not letting anything hinder you. And I feel that you're just saying whatever it is all in God's will. So I could tell you all right now that it's all good. I could say that it's all good. But I know better than that. I know that it's all God. It's just all God.
Oh, everything God. Oh, God.
We not see the goodness right now.
That's
but
right.
God, it is goodness.
Yes,
so it's
it is.
All God. It is all God. Hallelujah. Whatever you're going through, it's all God. It's just all
God.
God. It's just all God.
All God. All God.
So whatever you do, he's here for healing for all of your diseases.
Yes.
He wants to give you redemption from your destruction.
You put
yourself in destruction. However,
yes.
he will
yes.
give you redemption for your Jesus. Destruction.
Jesus, Jesus.
He wants to forgive you as long as you're able to forgive those who sin against you.
Yes.
He wants to show his kindness, his mercy, and then a world full of goodness he has just for you. So when the world beats you down, how bold are you?
Yeah.
You have to be able to stand up and say, I am good, because it's all God. You have to say, I am healed, because it's already given to me and I receive it, and I'm going to praise God. And then let the world around you begin to shout in and say, it had to be God. Hallelujah. How bold are you? How bold are you?
Amen.
Can I tell you that? Happy New Year. A happy, happy New Year to you. Wherever you may be, happy to you. Happy New Year's to you, J.D. Happy New Year's to you, J.D., and your family.
Yes.
Happy New Year's to you. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. New Year.
Amen.
It's a new beginning. Live under an open heaven.
Yes.
Take God out of the box that you had him in.
That's right.
He can only do so much. You said, well, you know, God gave us five senses, and he wants you to do this here. He wants to work through you. But he wants you to make sure that you bring it all to him.
Amen.
He can only heal you if you got a headache. Let him know that he can heal you regardless of what it is you got.
Amen.
Give him the power just to heal whatever it is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year, I want to be in the presence of those who are believing. Oh, I don't even have my sight. As the man here in Luke 18:35 was talking about, I've lost my sight. I don't have sight. But I believe if I call out the name of Jesus, I shall be made whole again.
Yes.
I want to be in the presence. Those that are blind, but they're still believing that they're going to see.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They're out in destitute land, but they're still believing that we're going to get some water to come through here some kind of way.
Yes.
Any day now, that miracle is going to happen. So I tell you, my Blog Talk Radio listeners, I expect a miracle.
Yes.
I expect a miracle in my life every day.
Me too.
I expect God to just rain down on me right now.
Yes, Lord.
Those in the chat rooms, I see you. God bless you all.
Amen.
And I expect God to bless not only me, but my mother.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
God, I thank you for a brand new year for my mother. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yes, Lord.
Miss Pearl Harwell.
Amen.
In Columbia, Tennessee. God bless you.
Amen.
All around the household, blessings all around, every inch, every square.
Yes.
Happy New Year, a new time that we can
begin
for all of the things in the past. And let's start right now, brand new.
Amen.
Let's look at all of the ones who didn't make it here.
Amen.
Thank God for right now. Whatever someone did to you, let's leave it behind.
Amen.
Let God.
Amen.
Happy New Year to my brother.
Amen.
William Thomas Harwell Jr.
Amen.
Happy New Year, T. Happy New Year, T. Bless your household and to his family.
Amen.
Happy New Year, Chris. Happy New Year, Adrian. Happy New Year to you. It's a new year, a new beginning.
What was it
that you didn't finish last year? Don't give up. I will not stop.
Right.
I will do this thing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Reggie and to Candace. and to Jay. Happy New Year, Poppy. Happy New Year. New beginnings, new strength, new mercy.
Yes.
Happy New Year's to you.
Yes.
Happy New Year's to you, DeCoslin.
Yes.
Happy New Year's to Gerard and Jaleesa.
Yes.
Happy
New Year.
A happy new year. Shake off the old. Hallelujah.
Yes,
step out into something new.
The new, that's right. Something
your
new.
Hands and grow stronger. Happy New Year, LaMaker. Happy
Amen.
New Year, Tatiana.
Yes.
God bless you. God strengthen you. He is your strength. What are you looking for? What do you need?
Yes.
What do you need God to bless you with? What are you waiting on? What are you expecting? You should have a spirit of expectancy over your life.
Yes.
What is it that you want from the Lord? What do you want him to do? Reach out and receive it right now. Happy New Year.
Right now. Right now.
Happy
right
New
now.
Happy
Amen.
New Year. And I thank the Lord Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, that our youngest son, as he went home this year, and I thought about it last night, Happy New Year. I just said, thank you, Jesus, that I know my son is not lost, but
that's right.
Happy New Year. To go into another year with him not physically here was not easy, but it's such a joy to know that the 25 years he lived here with us, I enjoyed him, and I know
Amen.
God is enjoying him right now.
Amen. Amen.
All
Happy
of you that have lost someone in 2010, they just absent from this body, but hallelujah.
Yes. The presence with the Lord. Yes.
With the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I can own and enjoy my living because God has me here for a reason.
Yes.
So I have to live on, and I'm glad to be in another year.
Yes.
Happy New Year. That's
Happy
how
New
I can
year.
Go on.
Yes.
That's how I can go on.
That's
Happy
how,
New
yes.
Year to us all.
Yes.
Happy New Year's to us all.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To the sick. To the shut-in.
Yes.
Those who didn't get the chance to hear from family. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. No one to call them. No one to talk to. Yes.
No one has called. No one has looked in on them.
Yes.
Happy New Year. If no one's told you this, Jesus loves you.
Amen.
I love you, too.
Amen.
Here at Triangle Ministries, I want you to understand that God loves you from the top of your head. To the sole of your feet. All
Amen.
Through you. He knows you.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Loves you. And we love you here. We want to pray with you. You can reach out to us at walkwithmegod@aol.com.
Amen.
We send out Bibles if you need Bibles. We'll get on the internet and try to find a local church that'll come and try to give food to you if you're shut in.
Yes.
Give a community to you. Or if you're ambulatory, we'll find a church that is close to you and pray over it with you in agreement that that's your brook. Because it's important to be where God needs you to be.
That's right.
But everybody needs to be somewhere.
That's
everybody needs to be somewhere in a church that you can hear from the man of God, the woman of God. That you
that's
can touch and agree with others in your situations and in their situations. You said, oh, but there's so much stuff going on in the churches. Look around you in this world at the stuff going on.
Amen.
Don't
Amen.
Be naive to think that everybody in church comes in there because they want to be healed. Or they want
right.
to feel the spirit of the Holy Ghost. The enemy is everywhere. He's all around
everywhere.
You. So when you, it's your responsibility to help crush him. Put him
That's
down.
Right. That's right.
I have somewhere. I have a destiny. I have somewhere that I have to be. And so I work every day of my life to getting there.
Right.
So I have
getting
to repent
there.
Of my sins.
That's right.
I have to go with those, and I stand still, and I'm not afraid of the enemy. Because whatever he puts up on me, my God has it all in his hands.
Yes, he does.
So not even death can keep me in the grave. God has went ahead and prepared a place for me to go.
Amen.
So get together. Find your brook. Again,
Amen.
You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. You can also call in here anytime at 646-652-4916. Again, it's 646-652-4916. God bless you. I'm going to let anyone who wants to speak, but I'm definitely going to let Sister Barbara go ahead and give us a few minutes of anything that you want to do or anything that you want to say, and just thanking God for whatever it is in whatever way. Anybody on the chat line there, I see you all. God bless you. Anything you want to chat, make sure you, hey, you can chat it. We can talk like that, or you can definitely call in. Again, 646-652-4916. Go ahead, Sister Barbara.
I just definitely want to thank God for another day. I just want to thank God for bringing me through and just allowing me to see a new year.
Yes.
New me, new things is going to be changing. I just want to thank God. Thank God for bringing my mother on to 2011.
Thank God.
I just thank God for able me to just to keep my mother in my heart and continue to pray for her good health and good strength and longevity in life. I just thank God for my mother. I want to thank God for my sisters and my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my daughter. Thank God for my daughter, God. And I just want to ask God for 2011, Lord, that you touch Poppy, Lord, that you let Poppy see, Lord, that she can't make it by herself, that she needs you, Jesus. All the things that she's going through right now, Lord, she needs someone to call on. I know she called on me at the last hour, but if she just learned to call on Jesus at the first moment it happened. Just talk to Jesus. I just want to thank God just for another year, for I believe I stand on the word of God that this year is going to be better than the last 2 years, that this day has even started out good, and I just thank God. I just want to thank God for enabling me just to be able to open my mouth and just to give him glory, just to glorify unto him. For I could be glorifying something, I could be glorifying a piece of gold or a piece of stick or just giving glory to some, but I know that there is a God. And I just want to thank God for giving me that knowledge, giving me that understanding. I just want to thank God for enabling me to stand on his word. No matter what I've been through in my life, no matter what the family's been through, so I believe that God will bring us through. I just want to thank God for friends, and I thank God for my enemies, Lord. For my enemies make me stronger, Lord. And I just want to thank God for my job and thank God for the things that I don't have, God, for it makes me, Lord, just lean and depend on you more. And I just want to thank God for able me to, that I'm able to depend on you. I'm able to lean. For I know that you told me a long time ago that you'd be there for me no matter what. And I trust in you, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. For my walk, Lord, for my walk with you, Lord, for my talk with you, Lord, for my life with you, Lord. Lord, I just want to thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So much to be thankful for. I look at throughout different things happen. I thank God that, you know, it was tornadoes just going up and down through the tornado alley all yesterday.
Isn't it
just like this, just the, right before, because, you know, somebody that was planning to be here today is not here because of that. And see, just the end, that's why we have to be prayed for at all times. But I thank God all of them down through there. Reggie and Daphne right through there, you know. But,
right.
you know, they're protected. And they're safe, and nothing, no matter what you have, nothing is more important than your life. And so I thank God that he blessed over them, and he watched over them. And
watched over
them. Or hindering them, or stopped them. And if you're here, if you did not get caught up in that, there's a reason. So I ask God that he open their eyes and show them what is it that this year that they need to be doing.
Amen.
All of them, that everybody that did not get caught in that path of destruction, you know, what is it that you need to be doing right now? What is it that you need to be saying right now? Because God left you here for a reason, and he has talents that he has bestowed unto you. And so look in your hands right now and see what all is it that you're holding on to that God wants you to go speak to someone. I'm not talking about
stuff
that you give to people, but God has a word inside of each and every one of you that he wants you to testify. clarify something. So let's make sure this year that we open our mouths and we start to testify and tell somebody, hallelujah, what God is doing, the goodness that he's doing for you, how he's bestowing your family, how he's lifting up bowed down heads, how he's turned depression around and gave you an uplift, how he's moved you out of the way of destruction, how he's been there when no one else said that they were doing it, said that you wouldn't make it, that you're still here. You're still here. The doctors have given up on you. You are still
here.
Somebody need to testify.
Somebody needs to testify.
Keeping it all inside of you, what God's done for you, but somebody needs to be happy right now. Somebody needs to find the joy right now.
Somebody needs to tell it.
Don't let your heart slip up on you, and you end up face to face with Jesus Christ, with all of those talents still sitting right there in your hand.
Amen.
With all
of
those talents buried deep inside of you, and you haven't
expressed
him or used him with anybody. With all of those talents that he has labeled names on there, and you know that he's told you that he wants you to go this place and do this, and you know that he's procrastinating, and you know who I'm, what I'm talking about. With those same talents, with those same holes, with those same good words that could have healed somebody, could have led somebody in God's direction,
this
pathway of righteousness. But you decided that I'm going to go and do this here instead, or, oh, they don't want to hear that, or they was mean to me, so I'm not going to go and tell them that. God bless you. God bless you. People keep telling you, oh, you, you know, you you do this here, and you got divorced, and people listen to you. Get out there and speak it. Get
That's
out there
right.
and start showing something. You say, where do I start? Just listen to the Spirit of the Lord. If you're under a leader, go to your leader and just start sitting and look closer to your leader. Tell your leader, testify. If that's your first thing, open your mouth and speak. I know that God is showing me to do something, and I'm not for sure which direction I'm to go in. I know there's something more this year that I'm supposed to do it. I'm not for sure how to get there. Hallelujah. Let him agree with you. Let him pray with you. You pray with yourself. God, just show you which way it is, what it is
That's
that
right.
you're supposed to be doing.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right.
And then that's when you start to have fun with this thing. That's when you start to enjoy living. That's when
that's
the no weapon, no weapon, no weapon
Formed
against you shall prosper. No weapon.
That's right.
I tell you, I just tell you, no weapon. Even some of James's friends right now, I'm after them. I'm after them hard. I'm after them hard because they're vulnerable right now.
Amen.
They're vulnerable right now. This is their time that they, if they ever going to see Jesus Christ, that they're going to see him right now.
Right now.
It was hard at first for me to even see them, but now God is just like, you know, this is the time. One, I brought home with me. It's given the opportunity for all of these others now. To get right. Hallelujah.
That's right.
James' death, another one of the little friends in the group died.
Oh.
He was in the he was in the Air Force. He went over to my church, as a matter of fact. His parents do. And when he would come home, he would, you know, all the guys, he would always hang out with the guys and stuff. A really nice, good kid. And he went to bed, and his mom went in the next morning to wake him up, and he was dead. He was just here on the Thanksgiving break, and he was
just
dead. He was dead. They still don't know exactly what it was. Somebody said they thought it was sleep apnea. We're not for sure. But he was just dead, you know. So it was another shakeup for all of the guys there. So just continue to pray for all of them. I continue to pray. I got some of them to come to church with me on James's birthday. They all gathered, wanted to come and be in the presence of the Lord with me, and we prayed. I dedicated my prayer cloth to some of them. So God is good, and it is us to not get caught up. I can't get caught up in my grief of
son
and not tell somebody else about the good word. It's my job to bring the good news. I have been appointed to give the good news. So I have to make sure that I take and set my grief aside and go out here and tell somebody how good God is. that
That's
life
right.
is real, that Jesus is coming again. And right now, in the midst of their sorrows, they need to repent of their sin. You can't just cover it up and think that I'm just going to go forward now and go up in the church and I'm going to. You got to repent of your sin.
Right.
And then you've got to try to do better. You've got to want to do better. You've got to have a desire to move forward. And then God will lead you in his pathway of righteousness. You'll see each and every day it starts to get easier. It gets better. Hallelujah. So, again,
Hallelujah.
I thank God for all of my family. I thank God for all of you in the chat room. I see your future talk show chick. And all of the guests that is there in the chat room and the call-inners, I thank you. I thank God for the love that he has bestowed over our country, over just, Father, I send blessings right now to all of the military people that is in rumors of wars all in their heads right now that they can't get out of their heads from the wars. And those who are actively in a war right now, I just stand up. Throwing a blessing all around you. And that shield of faith, I just help and I agree with you right now. When your faith gets weak, believe that Evangelist Vaughn, I have my hand stretched towards you right now, and I believe with you. Hallelujah. I believe with you
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I pray for all the preachers and teachers and leaders all around the world. All around the world, I pray for you right now. I'm standing in agreements with you right now. Hallelujah. All of those who are wolves that are dressed in sheep's clothing, you will be brought to the light. Anything done in the darkness will be brought to the light. So we just
yes,
have to
will.
Stay in prayer. We can't stop going to church. We can't stop believing in God. We can't stop delivering the good news because of what we see around us. We have to press even harder. We have to press even harder. Again, our scripture for today came from the book of Luke. Luke is in the New Testament. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke. So in the New Testament is where we came from. That was in verse chapter 18. In chapter 18, we went to verse 35.
Amen.
So then Luke 18 and 35, as we started out with it, we end with it again. And 35 reads, and it said, all right. And Jesus approached Jericho. A blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. He called out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praying, God, I'm praising you. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. So remember all of those that may be going against you and calling you crazy for believing right now. One day all will see and they will praise God. Every knee will bow and they will praise God. Every tongue will confess and they will praise God. And even right now, they're going to see some things in your life in 2011. And they're going to all have to see. It had to be God. She had nothing. She came from nowhere. Her parents had left her. Nothing was going right for her. It had to be God. How did he get his wife back? How did that husband turn his life around? Of all the things that he had did, she had had so many abortions. He had so many affairs. He had lost every job that he had. He had no education. But it had to be God. Through God, may God get the victory in our lives, through everything. Sister Barbara, do you have any closing remarks? Well, we're going to go and close and ask you then. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You can reach me for any Bible, anything that you may need. If you need a Bible, if you need help in any way, please feel free to get in touch with me. Again, that is at walkwithmegod@aol.com, walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. Or you can call me directly here on the Blog Talk at 646-652-4916. 646-652-4916. Again, Sister Barbara, did you have any last closing words?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to thank God for another opportunity for sharing his word.
Yes.
Thank God for a new year. And just thank God for blessing my family and bringing everybody on. And pray that things are going to be better than, it's going to be a good year this year.
Yeah,
just give everybody encouragement to keep praying.
Yes, yes.
Just keep holding on to Jesus' unchanging hand.
Yeah, amen, amen. And hold
it's
on to
better.
Your family. And family.
Amen,
and just
amen.
Close. You don't have to agree with everything that goes
amen.
On in the family. But always
amen.
Make sure the arms are stretched out to each other, that at least you can touch each member. And it should be a continuous, it shouldn't be a break anywhere through there, but it should be some kind of continuous circle. It's a bond. It's a ring. It's a reason for family. We didn't choose who our family was going to be, but God chose our family for us. And that's why when I pray from the top and I go around, because God wants our family to be together for some reason.
Right.
It's a connection that can't be broken. But we have to remember our family in good times and bad times. I don't ask my family to think like me, but just love me as I love you. And I truly love each and every person that I meet. I love meeting people. And, you know, wherever I go, I always seem like it's somebody else that joins in this circle as my family. But it starts with that immediate family. That's where it starts. And when you reach out and it goes all through, you know, I just thank God for each and every person as it goes all the way around. So God bless you all. God keep you. And I just want to remind each and every one of you, God is a God of giving and forgiven.
Yes.
God is a God of giving and forgiven. So again, God loved the world so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the price for your sins, for my sins, by shedding his blood on the cross. His loving desire is to give you an everlasting life. You have to put your name in there. God's loving desire is to give Vaughn an everlasting life, a life that's filled with purpose, a life that's filled with peace and abundance.
Amen. Amen.
All you have to do is accept his work in faith. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, please pray this prayer. And as you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, you will be born again. According
Amen.
To Romans 9 and 10, you will meet Jesus. Are you ready to meet Jesus?
Amen.
I see you, Doctor. I see you, Dr. Gonzalez. God bless you. Jesus, come into my life. Just repeat. And forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to cleanse my heart and make me new in you right now, right now, right now. And I believe, Jesus, that I believe that you are the Son of God. And I believe that you died on the cross just for me. Jesus, I want to thank you for loving me enough to die for me. I love you enough. You loved me enough that you died for me. I thank you, Jesus. And I accept all that your shed blood bought for me on the cross. And I receive you now. I receive you as my Savior. I receive you as my Lord. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If you just prayed this prayer, congratulations, because you are a new creature in Christ. As 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, all things are passed away.
That's
and
right.
And behold, all things are become new. Now, someone's going to try to tell you that, you know, oh, who do you think you are? You were just a person that was over there getting high with me last night.
Right.
You were drunk last night. But remind them that 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says that all things, that's in the past now, all things are passed away. But behold, stand tall, stand strong, square your shoulders back. All things are become new. All of heaven is celebrating right now. Let me pray that prayer. All of heaven is celebrating right now.
Amen.
You have a brand new life with Jesus, and you have a future with all of his benefits to look forward to. That's some good news. You have a future and all of his benefits to look forward to. Now, it's important that you let someone know of your decision to follow Christ.
Amen.
We would love to hear from you. You can contact me again at walkwithmegod@aol.com, walkwithmelord@yahoo.com. We would love to be able to send you out any kind of a Bible, if you need a Bible, whatever information that you need. We want to join and agree in prayer with you. We want to find a church in your home that is your brook for you. We have people who are available to pray with you throughout the day, throughout the night, just on a prayer line. Please, just let us know if you would like for us to be in agreement with you. And remember that Christ is thinking of you, and he only wants the best for your life.
Amen.
He only wants the best for your life. And God bless you, and may God keep you. And just to remind you, as the women in Christ, men in Christ, we are here for you. There's always somebody available to pray for you.
That's
and when
right.
God sends you in your spirit for you to pray, that's
yes.
the time for you to start right then. Don't
right.
wait. Because the enemy will talk you out of it.
Yes.
Don't wait. Start right then and there. Pray out. Call. Pick up the phone and call. Pick up the phone and reach out to someone right then and there. God loves you. God bless you. God keep you until we meet again. And you shout out your family members' names. Don't give up on them, because God is not giving up on you.
He's giving up on you. That's
we
right.
We love you. God bless you. God keep you. And everyone in the chat room, God bless you all. God bless you and keep you. Again, this is Tri-Anointed Ministries here in San Antonio, Texas. I am your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I love you from the bottom of my heart. And we love you, but God loves you more. So why am I here for Happy New Year's? Because I have so much to be thankful for.
Amen.
God is so good to me. He has his secret place just for me.
Amen.
His secret place I can go where we can enjoy each other. And I find my comfort in that secret place.
Amen.
I find my joy in that secret place.
In that secret
I find
place.
Directions in that secret place. If you need hope, that's where I find my hope.
That's right.
Of all the things that's going on around you, do you need peace? That's where I find my peace. I find my peace. I find my joy. And I thank you, Lord Jesus. And sometimes I have to steal away, and I can't talk to anybody but the Lord, and I find what I need, and I come back out with that smile, and I can go to work, and I can still be the great leader that God has called me to do, to be. I can go into different homes, and I can sit with the families that are going through all of the grieving, hallelujah, and their hearts be so heavy. And how do I make it through without that tearing me down? It's because I've been in my secret place before I went there. And so the blood of Jesus is covering me, and his anointing walks before me, and it kind of carries me there. And so when I sit there and I have to listen to what's going on in their family life, or I sit there and I see how heavy their hearts are, or I see the anger that is built up inside of someone because of a domestic situation that's going on right there. It is he that lives inside of me. See, he dwells inside of me. I wouldn't dare try to do this on my own. But it's he that lives inside of me that carries me through. It's he that lives inside of me that gives me joy, that gives me the peace, that gives me the comfort that I can spread on to others. It is not I, but it's he that lives inside of me. So God bless you and keep you until we meet again. We're always on the show. We do something usually daily. And God bless all that is in need right now. And wherever the emergency fire squad is going, God is already there, and his arms may be around it. But check back with us again. We're always here because we love doing what God has given us to do. And I remind you, use your talent. And Happy New Year's to you also, Dr. Gonzalez. Use your talent. God does not want you to just bury your talents in the sand. Look in your hands and see what God has put for you. And bless all of you as he blesses us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you. Good night.